The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our very special guest, Chief Pat Reese of Dunmore Police.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Thanks for being here with us today. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for 2010. During the week, you can
email us with any questions you have at questions@jready.com. That's questions@jready.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-5225.
You can view our listing, search the MLS, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Okay, Chief Reese, Chief of the Dunmore Police, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
How long have you been a police officer?
26 years.
Wow. And you love it?
I love my job. Yep.
And you like to go, Mondays are your favorite days? Because you like to get back to your work.
I have said that, yes. Uh-huh. Mondays are my favorite days of the week because I love getting back to my job and doing what we love best.
Well, you run a wonderful police department, and I have to say all your police officers are the best, well-trained, and we're very happy and proud to be Dunmoreans, and we thank you for your service to our community and keeping us safe.
Thank you.
Now, today I figured we can talk about tips for home safety and security. I know that you've seen a lot in your career of 26 years, and let's go over some basics if you don't mind. What do people usually, the burglars out there and people that break into homes, what do they look for? They're looking for an opportunity to break into a home. What do you see that maybe people overlook, a common mistake that people make?
Well, Jack, first of all, I want to commend you for bringing this topic up today. It's a great topic that I think we should get out there to the people and let them know what they should be doing. Most of our burglaries that we see actually happen in the daytime when these people go to work. And I believe that they think as though that they're less vulnerable when they go to work and nobody's left at the house, so everything is going to be okay. And that's when most of our crimes are happening during daytime hours.
And that was amazing to me. You mentioned that off the air to me. There's a statistic. Was it something like 90% of them?
I would say it's basically about 75%, close okay. to that, where the burglaries are happening in the daytime hours from 8 o'clock till 6 o'clock at night.
Surprised
yeah.
me.
Yeah, in my yeah. mind, I have it pictured that the burglar is crawling in the house in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
He wants to meet the least resistance, I would guess, right?
Yes, and that's what we're seeing anymore is that these burglaries are occurring in the daytime.
So what do people do to, reduce the chances of that happening? Do you suggest leaving on lights, radios, TVs? Mm-hmm. I'm sure if there's an animal there, a dog or something, they probably move on to the next. But, what can we do? What kind of locks do we put on our doors? What kind of doors should we have? How do we secure our homes?
Well, first of all, I think that what we have to establish, number one, is we have to also not only help protect ourselves, but we have to be good neighbors within our own blocks. And I think that what we all kind of get into this phase about is we might see something that just looks out of ordinary and think, okay, well, maybe that person should be there, maybe he shouldn't, and we just kind of go of our own way. But really what happens is people see something that's strange or a person or a car shouldn't be on their block, or an individual walking down the street that shouldn't be there. Just looks odd. He is acting suspicious. And they might not think of that at this point to call the police. And because everybody, for whatever reason out there, they think that they're bothering the police about calling us to check something out. And I keep telling everybody, that's why we're there. You got to call us, get involved within your community, within your own neighborhoods. And if you see something that's out of the ordinary, it's just a phone call. The police show up, they check it out. No one's going to give you your name. No one's going to say anything. We're going to check out that vehicle and make sure that the vehicle is okay. Make sure that the people in that neighborhood or walking in the neighborhood should be there. You know, and if they're not there, you know, we'll do a check on them and see what they're up to.
So be aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
Yeah, someone close to me has always told me that. Be aware.
It couldn't be that New Yorker, you know, could it?
Oh, yes, it most certainly is. Be aware of your surroundings. And I have to say we are. But you're right. So many people are busy going about their business. And
yes,
there's a lot of hustle and bustle out there. So it's easy to overlook. What types of locks are the best types of locks for?
I love deadbolt locks. I absolutely love them. I think a lot of people don't take the extra chance when they do go to work. They just kind of lock their door. Some people don't even lock their doors, you know, and if you can believe that anymore, you know, in this day and age that they leave their house and without locking their doors. But when they do lock their doors, the only thing they're locking is just a regular lock on the door. They do have, we found out that these houses that are broken into have deadbolt locks. They don't take the extra 10 seconds to put the key in the upper lock and turn the deadbolt on the lock. It makes a huge difference.
Do you advise that people hide keys under mats, over door frames, in a pretty little cute rock outside their door?
You know, that was probably good about 30 years ago, you know, when you kind of knew who was in your neighborhood and in and around your community. Nowadays, you just can't do things like that. You really shouldn't be putting your key outside your house. Everybody knows that, you know, what those fake rocks look like and, you know, check the key underneath the mat and the mailbox, all that other stuff. So you shouldn't be leaving any type of entry key into your, outside your residence.
So if you can get locked out of your house and that's what you're trying to avoid, maybe suggest giving it to a trusted friend or neighbor or family member that's close by, maybe doing something like that. Have a spare set of keys.
I keep a key in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep a car key and a house key in my wallet. So if I get locked out, I can always get in somewhere.
Right.
And you know, that's one of the biggest things you always hear about people, too, is, you know, well, I don't want to have 10 keys for all the people in my residence, you know. So what I have found actually is a great device now that they've come out with. They're actually combination locks, you know, but you actually put a combination for your deadbolt and you attach that to your door. And it's just a combination. The people in your residence has a combination. So when they come home, the door opens up. Put the combination in.
Oh, that is great. So if you lose a set of keys and you have the combination, you have to don't. I mean, I'm sure you advise if somebody loses a set of keys to change their locks.
Oh, absolutely.
As we do when people buy houses at the closing table before they leave at Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, we always advise people, please change the locks. That's your first order of business before you even move the box, before you, you know, go to the hardware store to get paint. Change your locks. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Chief Pat Reese of the Dunmore Police. And we're talking about safety and how to keep our properties secure. How about doors? Do you have a certain type of door that you think people should have? I know a lot of older homes have a wooden door with a glass window in the middle of the door. Which I would think if somebody wanted to, they could easily penetrate that by just
with their elbow.
Something, anything, and going in and unlocking the door from the other side. Are there certain precautions that you would say about doors and what type of doors we should have on our properties?
Yes. Again, you know, those doors are beautiful doors and you know, the middle part of the door has that nice glass enclosure on it. The only problem with them is exactly what you said. I mean, they're easily, you can easily break them and stick your hand in there and open up the door from the other side. Again, you know, some of the deadbolt locks would require a key to actually engage the lock itself. So if you have a nice door frame like that and you would want a deadbolt would actually have a key on both ends. So if that door is locked, they wouldn't be able to open it unless they had a key to do it.
I have a story about that, and I guess it's just, I lived in a property that had a back door like that, and it always, I lived by myself, and it was a multiple dwelling, and I was living on the third floor, so I suggested that to the owners of the property, and they did. They put the deadbolt, which made me sleep easier at night, of course, and we kept the key so that it wouldn't be in the lock, it would be above the door, and they told me after I moved out that that was a fire hazard.
It's not a fire hazard. The key has to be right there in the door so you can exit the building.
Right. So I felt safe and secure, but I felt like after that, you know, it happened that maybe I was putting everybody in the building at risk, but...
No, the key was right there so you could access it. I mean, the guy breaking in through the window can't reach the key, but if you live inside the building and the key is on the inside, you can get out.
Well, thank God nothing ever happened either way. So, but, you know, I felt safe.
What do you think, Pat?
I'm not getting involved in that, are you?
Okay. No, argument. It's a discussion.
Okay. All right. Well, we're headed towards a break. And before we do, we'll review a listing, please, Pat.
Okay. I have a beautiful home. This is a gorgeous home with a lot of elegant woodwork. It has stained glass windows over the staircase to the second floor, hardwood floors, pocket doors that open to a formal dining room, nice high ceilings. Jessica's paying attention. She likes this. When you enter the home, it has a dramatic foyer with a gorgeous floor to ceiling, those wooden columns, you know, those big fat wooden columns that are natural woodwork. It's really nice. An impressive staircase with all that natural woodwork on it, all that old craftsmanship. And you go up to the second floor, it has a deck off the rear of the house, a great place to relax and watch the downtown fireworks. It's in Scranton. I'm getting to it. I know where it is. It also has a finished attic with a freestanding gas fireplace. It'd be great for an office or a rec room. That's a four-bedroom, one-bath home located at 1614 Mulberry Street in Scranton for only $119,900. That's a nice house.
Great. Thank you so much, Pat. I was just running the numbers for the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, and for a 30-day period, I was astounded to see that cash is still driving the market out there on closings. Now, this is regarding all different property types, single families, multifamilies, land, commercial, and during that 30-day period of 168 properties that sold, 67 sold with cash. People that just bring in cash to the table.
Out of how many was that again?
168 closing, 67 were cash. That's 40%. Financing, FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, FHA loan, 18%. VA were 8 out of 168, so that's pretty low. But conventional mortgages, where you go to a bank, conventional regular mortgage, 63 of the 168. Were conventional financing. So that's 37%. So the most...
By far the most is cash.
Cash is king.
Cash is king.
Wow.
Everybody loves cash.
I wouldn't think that.
No,
isn't
you wouldn't
that
think interesting? It. You wouldn't think it. Yeah. No.
No, Jack, is that up?
Cash is, I think, up. I think a lot of people don't want to deal with the lenders out there. And if they have... There's a lot of people that are just sitting on cash out there.
That's not me.
Me neither.
It's time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellow realtor, my husband, and our very special guest, Chief of Dunmore Police, Pat Reese.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Before the break, we were talking about be aware of your surroundings in your neighborhood, especially if you see any activity that really isn't normal. Give a call to the police department, and that's what you're there for. We also talked about, you know, deadbolt locks on doors and types of doors. And we, on the break, we were talking about giving keys out after.
Right. After, one of the common mistakes that people make is they have work done on their house, and they're handing out keys to all the different contractors. And now you ask them, you say, yeah, oh, yeah, I changed the locks. But now there's 15 keys floating around for your house. So after somebody has a lot of work done on their house and the keys are floating around, they should change the locks again.
Absolutely. You know, that's a fantastic idea. We express that to everyone out there that, you know, if you're getting a lot of work done on your house and you're giving these contractors the keys, just because you change the locks once, you should actually change them again when your work is complete. Absolutely, it's a great idea.
And people don't think of it, I'm sure.
They really don't, because of the fact that they change the locks already. You know, and the contractors that are in the house, most of the time they know these individuals, they know the general contractor, but they don't really know the employees of the contractor, you know, which is important too. So it's definitely a great habit to get into.
Right, you got the painter and the taper and the electrician and the plumber and whoever's doing the hardwood floors. So there's a lot of different people with those keys.
It's a big investment. You know, you might as well protect it.
It's pennies when you think about it.
Absolutely.
So how do you feel about landscaping and shrubbery? Do you feel that, you know, types of landscaping bring attention to somebody that wants to perhaps burglarize a home? Or do you feel that lighting, exterior lighting, is something that should be, well, I know for us, Pat and I, we keep our front porch lights on all night long, our side lights and our garage lights. And just, we have our well lit up house at night, always, when we're there, when we're not there.
Yeah.
We keep lights on in the home when we're there, when we're not there. So, I mean, do you feel that there's certain types of things that people can look for when they're looking at their home? Maybe cut the shrubs down to a size where people can't hide?
Absolutely. You know, I don't think it's an issue where you have a shrub next to a spot on your house that's just a flat wall. But if you have a shrub that's overgrown next to one of your windows in the back of the house, you definitely want to look at that and get that cut down to a degree where you couldn't just basically look at it and see, can somebody hide behind that tree at nighttime?
Well, people are, they're sometimes, they're not so much oblivious, but when we're in our comfort zone, in our surroundings, we don't see what you see or somebody objective sees from the outside, or a burglar.
Exactly.
But I actually, in my material, but getting prepared for the show, I read, you know, act as if you're going to burglarize your home. Go there with, you know, the intent that you're going to break in and you're going to do something there, because you will see things that ordinarily don't pop up and out at you.
Yeah.
While you're living there.
Yeah. And Jack, like we talked about as well, you know, everybody takes all the precautions at nighttime. You know, they really do. They'll go in there, they'll make sure all the doors and their windows are locked before they go to bed. But, you know, when they get up to go to work the next day, you know, when they get up and they'll open up their windows and get some fresh air in the house, next thing you know, they're walking out the door without closing that window and locking the window up or not locking the back door up. The same precautions that they take at nighttime, they should be taken during the day when they're leaving for work as well. Great. Very important.
Great advice. How about exterior door frames, fitting, sliding glass doors? They're usually sometimes they could be easily broken into. How important are tight window frames, door frames? People usually can get through those, correct?
Yes. You know, there's all different mechanisms out there to secure those sliding glass doors. They make bars and that to make sure they secure them when you're not there. You know, just put the bar in and lock it so they can't move that door or jar the lock away from the frame.
I had a house that was burglarized through the sliding glass door. The guy just picked it up and pulled it back and snapped the lock and just,
oh, yeah.
And he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's an opportunity,
yep,
an easy one.
Yeah. Right, a two by four or something laying right in there so he couldn't open the door would have stopped him dead.
$2 two by four,
yep.
Exactly.
Would have stopped
to get
dead.
Fancy with it. Yep. You're right. And more importantly, with those sliding glass doors, you want to make sure that those locks on those doors aren't loose, you know, to begin with. You know, there a lot of times they kind of go to the wayside and people kind of forget about them, opening them up all the time and sliding them. And next thing you know, the mechanism for the door handle gets loose. So you want to make sure just get a screwdriver and tighten that all up.
And they're in the back of the house. That's probably the perfect place that a burglar is looking to go anyway.
Yes.
Out of sight.
How about garages, garage security? You know, a lot of times garages are detached from the home, so it's not part of the home. It's usually removed from where you're living. And you know, a lot of garages have windows. We don't.
Not mine.
No, we didn't. We purposely built it without windows so people couldn't see what the contents were inside. But a lot of windows are on garages, and you can clearly see what's in there. Tools, ladders, whatever. Motorcycles, cars, so on and so forth. And I know sometimes it's really easy to do. You could go to any hardware store, pick up a can of frost. Would you recommend, you know, maybe frosting the windows and keeping people from prying
looking
eyes?
In there.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, especially if you have a lot of tools or a lot of items of value in a garage, you definitely want to secure that. And if you don't want people seeing in them, just spray the glass window and frost it all up.
Doesn't pay to advertise.
No, exactly.
And most of these are people who are desperate in their crimes of opportunities anyway.
And, you know, they're looking for something quick, too. So, you know, most burglaries happen within 30 seconds, 30, 60 seconds they're inside of a house or a garage. You know, they're not going to spend all day long trying to get into your house. They're going to try to get in as quick as they can. So less vulnerable that they are with that, you know, securing that up, spraying some frost on your glass that is detached from your house. That's a great idea.
Well, a lot of people have attached garages and they leave the door from the garage to the home unlocked.
Yes.
I personally don't think I could do that, live like that, but it's a very common thing. And that's another opportunity. Get in through the back door or whatever. Or if they have manual doors, just lift the door, get into the house.
Yep.
So,
And you know what else too is with the kids? You know, I mean, you can do it this till you're blue in the face, you know, get into your own habits. But if you don't teach your kids from an early stage, but they're going outside and they're leaving the house unlocked, you have to make sure that you teach your kids to secure those doors when they're leaving.
Ingrain it in them.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if for valuables for in a house, you know, there are places where burglars know. They've never been in there before, but they know where to go. They know where the jewelry box is. They know where to hit. And those obvious hiding places that we think aren't so obvious behind paintings, so on and so forth. Do you have any suggestions where to put valuables?
Yeah, you know, most burglaries, like I said, they're not going to spend all day in your house. So they're going to specific areas in your residence. You know, the typical rooms are your bedroom. You know, they're going to walk into your bedroom. They're going to look at a jewelry box that's displayed right on your dresser top. You know, most women have this their jewelry boxes displayed openly right there, and they keep all their good, valuable jewelry right in these boxes. So these burglars are coming in your residence. They're going right for that bedroom, and they're going to open up those boxes, and they're going to take all your jewelry. So my advice to you, you know, the other nice hiding spot that they always think is a good spot is right underneath that jewelry box in their dresser drawer. So that's the next spot that's always hit. You know, all your dressers are always gone through, you know, so the jewelry box and then your dressers right underneath it. So if you have something of really valuable that's actually important to you and to your family, you want to secure that, not in that, those common spots. Keep your everyday jewelry in your jewelry boxes that aren't that expensive, that you're wearing out everyday use. Keep your stuff in, that's what your jewelry box is for. But a valuable piece of jewelry should be kept in a different area in your house.
Okay, so if somebody doesn't have a safe,
yes,
bolted to a wall,
right,
like
yes,
some people I know, if they don't have that, where can they maybe put it? I know that there was a discussion recently we had with someone about, you know, maybe drug addicts, they use to hide their drugs. They put it in a soup can.
Those safe cans?
Yeah, those safe cans. Yeah, they're safe cans, you know. And, you know, they look to be like Clorox bottles or things of that, you know.
Can of Campbell's soup?
Yeah, can of Campbell's soup, exactly. And you can find all this stuff relatively cheap on the internet, too.
Okay.
I mean, just hidden kitten cans, you know, just Google that and you'll be able to find it. But they're cheap. They're probably $8-$9, and you know, you can put that, hide that in your
pantry,
cabinets.
Right.
Exactly, in your pantry, and it'll blend in with regular stuff and it'll be passed over.
And make sure at the food drive I don't give away the can
of
Campbell's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My grandmother's ring. Pat,
that would be my luck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
What happened to my grandmother's ring?
Exactly.
Well, we've had a fabulous discussion with you, Chief Risa. We really appreciate you coming in here. And again, you and all of the Dunmore police officers do a fine job keeping us safe. And we're so happy that you came in with us today. But I didn't get through nearly what I wanted to talk to you about today. So if you would be so kind, would you come back next week?
Jack, I enjoyed being here with you, and thanks for having me. And of course, I'll be back anytime you need us.
Great, great. Before we close, Pat, would you?
Yes, this is a Dunmore listing. It's 1113 Taylor Avenue, right? So people say 1113. No, it's 1113 Taylor Avenue. It's listed for $139,000. This two-unit duplex is in exceptional condition. It's very well maintained. It has a one-bedroom apartment and a two-bedroom apartment. It has a new gas boiler, many replacement windows. The walk-up attic has the potential for additional living space. It has plenty of off-street parking. It's on a nice, quiet street. It also has a modern kitchen and bath and has always been rented to family. You can live in one apartment and rent out the other, and there you go, have somebody pay your mortgage. I'd love for somebody to pay my mortgage. That's a move-in condition, two-family home at 1113 Taylor Avenue in Dunmore for $139,000.
It's a really nice property and very affordable. My tip today is tips if you have to sell your home in the winter. Remember the basics. Take care of needed maintenance and repairs. That's obvious. And that's a must in any season, but especially in the winter. And a thorough cleaning and getting rid of clutter are equally essential. Think warm and cozy. If you have a vacant house in the winter with the heat turned down to 50, chances are someone will make a very low offer. Maybe displaying photos of how your property looks in the spring and summer is a good idea. Neatly shovel paths, and they make a difference. Good lighting is also essential. Your home may appear darker due to less daylight. Fight the gloom and turn on all the lights. Make sure you have enough outside illumination for drive-by visitors in the evening. It's that time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. If you have any real estate questions during the week,
you can email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
You can view our listings, search the MLS, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. Thanks for listening and have an excellent weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.